Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I just wanted to get you guys an update on the fishing bridge for Pensacola Bay. One very common seasonal misperception right now is that we, the city, control that construction project. We do not. I know. I understand why that's confusing, because the city does control Wayside Park. But the second you go from Wayside Park to the bridge, that is now the county's bridge. So that means it's a county project for the reconstruction and repair of that bridge.
Now, this is going back a little ways, but it's okay. I hadn't covered it yet, and I don't really think anybody's much covered this. But, you know, the fishing bridge, the first bridge that was built from Pensacola to Gulf Breeze, that, you know, then they built the second bridge, and the second bridge, of course, got torn up to build the current bridge. The first bridge was turned into a fishing bridge. Well, Sally did major damage to that bridge, pier, whatever you want to call it, and all of Wayside Park down there on the east side of, streets, 98. I've been out for 2 weeks, almost. And that park has been closed ever since, because there was massive damage done to the seawall by the barges scraping along it and bumping into it, damage done to the railings, like all that stuff. And originally the reason that didn't get repaired is because FEMA was dragging their feet. Now the reason that hasn't been repaired is because, remember, the county got FEMA, which is kind of an amazing thing. Escambia County got FEMA to replace the entire bridge. But the funny thing about when FEMA replaces something is they have to put it back like basically exactly how you found it. You know, you can't make changes or tinkers or improvements. You get back your original thing. And as I recall, this is like a $15 million project. I might be wrong on that number. Remember, there was originally some effort to get Skanska to pay for it. And so far, Skanska has managed to basically evade almost all accountability for their choice. But that's another topic for another day. Anyway, what he's talking about is the fishing bridge is going to get rebuilt. And it's going to be done this summer.
I know the county has submitted 100% design plans, and they're waiting on some DEP permitting. And they're also waiting on Army Corps permits. The goal should be permitting wrapped up by the end of March, and then the project going to bid in early April and construction to take place this summer.
And what he's saying, the reason he's bringing this up, DC Reeves is bringing this up, Mayor Pensacola, is because there is no point to fixing Wayside Park if all you're going to do is run construction equipment through there for 5 months to rebuild the fishing bridge, right?
And I get a lot of questions about it. Why aren't you fixing Wayside Park? We've had some construction signs. Well, it's pretty logical, I think, which is we're not going to go in and fix a park that's about to become a $25 million laydown yard for a 12-month, 18-month potential project. You'd have to ask the county how long, but it's a $20-plus million project, and I don't see that it would make a lot of logical sense for us to go repave a parking lot that will now get beat up by trucks and concrete pilings and everything else.
$25 million. I had remembered it as $15, so wow, that's, you know, price increase for everything, but that makes sense. Why would you repair the thing that you're then, you know, it's like, fixing the front foyer when you're going to have construction crew come in and renovate the living room afterwards. You know, that doesn't make any sense. And he's exactly right about that.
That's why we have broken the Wayside Park and Bayou Tahar boat launch into really two different projects. So we continue to move forward from the boat launch north, the train trestle, the boardwalk on the north side of the graffiti bridge. All of that work is full steam ahead. We'll get done. Anything to the south, really ultimately of the Visit Pensacola building, anything south where the city is putting a hold on, because it's about to be closed to the public for the most part.
Right. And which the reason I bring this up is just because I know people haven't really heard much about this in a while, but the fishing pier is going to be rebuilt. We've known that was coming. Question of when, but this summer, essentially, is when we're looking at getting that fixed. And then after that's done, then Wayside Park can be reconstructed and finally be open after, golly, how long has it been since Sally? I have to think about this a second. Sally was 2020, right? So 4 years? It'll be 5 years? Man. Out of Santa Rosa County, kind of an interesting, this is one of those, like, government runs well when, and I kind of want to share this. Brad Baker, County Administrator.
Chairman, item number 14 is a change order request for the landscape phase 3A and 3B contract with the Tourist Development Office. Approval of this change order in the amount of $74,489 and a new completion date of no later than April 30th. As you tell in your backup, the main reason for this change that we're bringing forward to you is...
normally you don't celebrate change orders. That means that they had to have a price increase of something they were planning to do, but this is actually one that makes sense.
Irrigation plans that the contractors, bid on, as the contractor got out there, they determined that we need more wells to meet that. If we run to provide the amount of water needed to water that much landscape would require those wells to run about 20 hours a day. The wells out on the beach running that long would start drawing in some of the saltwater intrusion, thus killing the plants that we were trying to water and keep alive. So we needed to make an adjustment and add more wells. So that's why you see that change order in front of you.
You have to understand just a little bit of the physics here, but the short version he's saying is that in order to do the irrigation for the landscaping they're planning to put in, they have to have wells and water. The problem is, if they put in this much landscaping and do the irrigation for it and use the wells as much as they'd have to use them, they'll draw down the water table so much that they'll basically be inviting salt water in instead of the normal water, like, you know, non-saltwater aquifer that they're drawing from or sourcing that they're drawing from. And so they don't want to do that, so they just need to build more wells so that they draw less water on any given location, but from several different locations across the island. This is out of Navarre Island, or Santa Rosa Island, on Navarre Beach part. And it makes sense. It's the kind of thing you wouldn't have thought of. Plus, if you draw out salt water, it's going to kill the plants. That's not good. It also corrodes the equipment more rapidly. So this is actually a good government thing. You know, just kind of a odd little thing that you wouldn't have thought much about, and I heard it, and I checked with Brad just to make sure that I understood the situation properly, but, you know, kudos. It's a good thing avoiding a problem ahead of time instead of, well, why is all these plants dead? Oh, well, we didn't consider the fact that we were basically drawing up salt water to irrigate them, which is not how you want to do. 616 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has got traffic for us. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to report right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. No delays there. Seeing a minor delay if you're at 9th and Gregory Street at that light going northbound and eastbound. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need to do any home construction, any building, any rebuilding, any repairing, or you build things for a living, I mean, everybody's somewhere on this scale. If there's a 1 to 10 scale, I'm a 0. I can do it. I hate it. I swear a lot. But, you know, that's how I do home repairs. Not proud of the fact. Not bragging. That's me. Other people, they build things for a living. And I am very, very appreciative that they do. And if you do, build things for a living. Pensacola Hardware is a great source for you. You know, if obviously if you build things for a living, you have your place, you go already. And you might be wondering why I'm trying to tell you to go somewhere else. Well, I'm not telling you should go there. I'm saying try it. Go try it. Go ask them. You know, Andrew McKay is always raving about you. What can you do for me? I build houses for a living. What can you do for me? And then let them tell you, and they will. And, you know, things like putting you on a monthly bill, you know, getting it to the job site instead of you having to go pick it up. You know, all kinds of little things, having it in stock so you don't have to wait a day. Like, if you need it, they'll have it in stock. You know, how can you know that, Andrew? I've seen the warehouse. The warehouse that dates back to 1851. Like, there's an enormous... There's actually two of them, and it's a two-story. One of them isn't anyway, and they have stuff in there from like the 1800s. It's still available if you need it. You won't need it, but it's there because they have that long tradition of helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola for 173 years, coming up on 174 years next year. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware.
Hey folks, hope you had a great Christmas, but let's be real, sometimes Santa misses the mark. So Jim's Firearms declared the week after Christmas, second Christmas. Use those gift cards and holiday cash right away at Jim's Firearms. Stock up on range day gear, that must-have accessory you've been eyeing all year, or upgrade your firearm with top-tier optics. They've got everything to make your second Christmas legendary. Swing by Jim's Firearms today at the corner of Sorrento and Blue Angel Parkway and get exactly what you want. Jim's Firearms.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
I dedicate this house to the Griswold family Christmas. Aww. Drum roll, please.
Do you know this song, John?
No, I don't, but it's awesome.
You will never, ever, ever, not as long as I give you time to do it, guess who this band is.
I have no clue.
Spinal Tap.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would have never thought of that.
Right. Spinal Tap, Christmas with the Devil. It's one of my favorites. I thought you were a Christian, Andrew. Shh. 621 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, new research shows that drinking coffee can lower the risk of certain cancers. The University of Utah School of Medicine research published in the Journal Cancer shows that people who drank more than 4 cups of coffee a day compared with folks who don't drink coffee were 22% less likely to get throat cancer.
Yes!
And had 30% lower chances of getting mouth cancer as well.
Yes!
See, so it's not that I want the caffeine. I'm just, it's for my health.
It's an anti-carcinogen. That's
absolutely
right. Well done.
The body that was found in the wheel well of a United Airlines plane that landed in Hawaii.
Crazy story.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Or a body was found, I guess, in the wheel well of a United Airlines plane that landed in Hawaii recently. The airline says that body was discovered Christmas Eve. It was in a Boeing 787 that flew in from Chicago, and they say it's unclear how the person got into the wheel well. You could only get to it from outside of the plane. A gift from the Netherlands is aiming to bring hope to a North Carolina community that was devastated by Hurricane Helene. The company Dutch Grown donated 10,000 tulips to Swanoa near Asheville after hearing about the impacts of the storm. The tulip bulbs are expected to start blooming this April.
Tulips are annuals, right? You have to replant them
every year? No, I believe they're bulbs and they will regrow every year.
Every year. Okay. Shows you my lack of knowledge. That's why we have Mike Wiggins on the show and not me. All right, David, thank you so much for the update. I appreciate that. 623 here on News Radio 92.3. If you have an import, you've got a nice quality Lexus, Porsche, Mercedes, BMW, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, something like that. You want to get it serviced. You need to get it serviced. You should get it serviced. You can go to the dealership. That's a choice. That's fine. You know, and if the dealership is at a distance, well, that's extra mileage. That's extra expense probably for the gas alone plus the service itself. Or you can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway for many years and now in their new location on Highway 29. They work on those vehicles all the time. No problem. Domestics, of course. You know, your Ford, your Chevy, your Dodge, whatever. Also, diesel engines, they work on those. Gas engines, they work on those. All of these cars, they work on at Bobby Likas. And the idea is preventative maintenance. Like, they want to see you a little bit more often in order to prevent the big thing, like the catastrophic thing. You know, the very inconvenient, the very expensive, the, oh, my God, my car won't run kind of problem. Well, you avert that by doing, I mean, it's literally called preventative maintenance. Why? To prevent that kind of thing from happening. CarClinicService.com is the website. You can learn more about them there and, you know, whatever various things that they have going on, various specials, or just stop in, you know, book an appointment or just stop in at Davis Highway as the old location or the new location on Highway 29 across from the Walmart. They also service fleet. GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, and more. So if you have more than one car to take care of, Bobby Likas Auto Service, they can take care of you. 624 here on News Radio 92.3. We've got Mardi Gras Mambo presented by the Ice Flyers featuring Lil Jon and, I'm going to say this wrong, Young Jock? Is that how you say this? Y-U-N-G-J-O-C. See, I want to say Jung. But that's a J, Carl Jung. Young Jock, coming up on January 11th. I can't believe we got Lil Jon performing here in town.
Oh, I know. That's going to be so awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. At the Bay Center, January 11th at the Bay Center. So I'm looking forward to that. Time for Traffic on the Fives. John Pickens. John?
That's right. Brought to you by... Oh, you clicked on my screen.
I did?
Yes.
No, I did
you
not.
You changed my
I'm
screen.
Not even connected to your screen. Don't blame me for things I can't do.
Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. No accidents to let you know about. Not seeing any delays either. Things are looking good on I-10, I-110, even 98 going through those construction zones look good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
We got a great note in here. Somebody says, regarding the coffee preventing cancer story, that data probably comes from people who drink four cups of coffee a day, dying from stroke instead of before the cancer can get them. Come on. Come on. Maybe. Anyway. I hate to give them, like, sometimes a story winds up inadvertently giving publicity to a thing that you despise. And I don't really love doing that, but it is the headline. You know how Florida's got this new age verification law going in for online pornography starting January 1st?
Right.
Which John always says you can bypass by
VPN.
Because John loves to help the criminals and the kids get their porn. way to go, John.
You're
so
welcome.
Pornhub, which can I say I'm proud to say I have never been, okay? I've heard of many times. I even think I know their logo because it's been in so many like things, basically. But anyway.
Movies?
I don't know. I've seen enough news stories about it where it kind of recognize that.
I got you.
Anyway. So they are not going to offer services in Florida, apparently, is their answer, which I think has also kind of been their answer in Alabama, too, is various states that have offered. They say that, look, the law puts it on the porn provider to do age verification, which means they're worried about the collection of sensitive data. That's the irony. We're so concerned about the sensitivity of this. Meanwhile, we're trying to sell you all of that. But yeah, so they are not going to offer services at all. Plus, they feel it's a dumb law because, you know, you can bypass and work your way around. And they think it ought to be on the device, the tablet or the phone or the laptop or whatever. Not that kind of device. Anyway, they... Sorry. First day back, you know. Anyway, so they're going to block access in Florida. Oh, no. What will we do?
What?
How will we ever survive without porn? I hope society continues.
In Florida.
In Florida, right.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm genuinely hopeful. Meanwhile, very interesting case. The law that allows Florida schools to control their library books, and this has come under fire in various forms, but the publishing companies have been fighting with the state of Florida over the law that allows/requires like schools to get rid of lurid materials in their libraries. The publishing companies and authors, you know, this is like the Entangle Makes Three or the Bluest Eye, Toni Morrison, that kind of stuff, or Gabriel Garcia Marquez. What is it? 107 Years of Solitude. That's not one I've read, so I'm not as familiar with it. Anyway, Love in the Time of Cholera, sorry, is the one that's getting banned, not the other one. The attorneys have filed a document saying that the censoring, controlling of school library books is government speech. And wait a minute, that's backwards. That's the state position, is that the censoring is government speech, and therefore it doesn't have a First Amendment component that they can complain about. The argument is that we have free speech rights. It's a weird one because the student doesn't have, like, we generally think you have the right to read what you want. But the desire to have a library book on the shelf in your library is not a free speech issue for the student. You could say it's a free speech issue for the publisher or the author, maybe, but they don't have a right to all of the venues. They don't have a right to have the book provided for somebody. So it's a weird argument on speech grounds. Now, on the other side of the ledger, the government is arguing that this is speech, that they have the right to control what they say through their libraries, and they can refuse to provide lurid materials, right? But oddly, you get into this weird place where if the government is providing speech, then the government has to make sure that it provides equal speech alternatives and not endorsing a viewpoint. That's where, like, establishment of religion would come in. So, I don't know. It's an odd case all around. But government education at its core, and this is where I think people fail to understand, government education at its core entails speech. It's one of the reasons I don't like government education particularly, because I don't think government should be in the business of doing education. But, okay, we're here. This is what we do. So government is selecting content, endorsing materials all the time just by the fact that it has curriculum. And the fact that people have a tradition or an expectation of certain books being available at the library does not mean that they're entitled to those books. If the state, which provides the education and the books, decides to change what it contains, they're allowed to do that. It's their speech, after all.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. President-elect Donald Trump used the Christmas holiday to announce his pick for U.S. ambassador to Panama.
Trump named Miami-Dade County Commissioner Kevin Moreno Cabrera as his choice for the position. This comes after the president-elect suggested that the U.S. should take control of the Panama Canal.
Fox's Chandley Painter, the president-elect, posting to Truth Social, quote, Merry Christmas to all, including the wonderful soldiers of China who are lovingly but illegally operating the Panama Canal. Pope Francis had a different kind of Christmas message, urging people to silence the sounds of arms and overcome divisions. Meanwhile, the Mega Millions jackpot is rising to $1.15 billion after Santa didn't bring anyone the gift of a winning jackpot ticket. The numbers on Christmas Eve were 11, 14, 38, 45, and 46 with the gold Mega Ball 3. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, cloudy skies, and we've got 52 degrees in Pensacola. The victim in Monday night's fatal shooting on Rouse Drive has been identified by family members as 18-year-old Gary Lynch. Family members talked with Channel 3. They say the young man was a father, also a local high school student. Superintendent Keith Leonard talked with Channel 3. He held back tears as he remembered Lynch.
We try to convey conflict resolution day in and day out, peer-to-peer mediation, but nothing is more valuable than your life.
And Leonard called it unconscionable to take another person's life. He didn't say which school Lynch attended, but said grief counseling is being offered to students. No arrests have been made so far. No word on any possible motives in that shooting. The 10th, 11th, and 12th red bulbs were placed on Escambia County's annual fire wreath before Christmas. The bulbs were placed after a house fire on the 8700 block of Doris Avenue. A kitchen fire damaged a home there. One person was taken to the hospital in that fire. Another bulb was placed after a fire at Ascend Performance Materials. Then a mobile home caught on fire in McDavid last weekend. The trailer was in the 200 block of Cox Road, west of Highway 29. Firefighters from McDavid, Century, Cantonment, and Walnut Hill ECFR stations all responded. That fire spread from a nearby trash fire. The mobile home was considered a total loss, but firefighters were able to prevent the flames from spreading to other nearby mobile homes. Well, we are right in the middle of the busy holiday travel season. The Pensacola Airport Director, Matt Coughlin, says there have been a lot of people moving through the airport so far this holiday season.
We've been seeing a little bit higher uptick from last year, roughly around 7% over the same numbers last year. So there's certainly a lot of traveling taking place over the holidays.
And that is Airport Director Matt Coughlin there. He says the airport has had no trouble meeting the demand of those extra travelers. The TSA previously said they expected a record number of holiday travelers moving through airports this year. Pensacola Energy Gas customers might be eligible for a refund connected to a 2015 class action lawsuit. The lawsuit alleged that the city had unlawfully collected franchise fees since 1970. The fees could potentially amount to between $18 and $20 million. The actual amount has not been determined by the court. That case is still pending. And Matt Gaetz not taking a break for the holidays and trying to clear his name. The former congressman posting on X yesterday to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and then posted what he called key takeaways from the recently released House Ethics Report. The report accused Gaetz of paying women for sex and having sex with an underage girl. Gaetz wrote that the alleged prostitutes testified there was never an agreement to exchange sex for money. He also said the underage girl claimed he was at a party where community gate logs showed he was not there. Gaetz also said that the girl had unsuccessfully attempted to shake him down for money and reiterated that the Justice Department had never charged him with a crime. 6:35 at News Radio. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about as we're scrolling through. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Even 98 rolling through Windhaven Beach is good. Highway 90 is looking great. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. There is going to be a small chance of rain throughout your day today, 30% overall, high near 67 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. For Friday, 30% chance of rain, high near 69. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Seeing more rain chances into the weekend with a 70% chance of rain on Saturday, high near 70 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, it's 52. In Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 51 in Milton. Our next news at 7 o'clock, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Scordo with Your Money Now. Actor Jim Carrey has finally found a buyer for his $20 million L.A. mansion after slashing the price by $10 million. Back in February of 2023, he listed the 5-bedroom, 9-bathroom Brentwood home for a staggering $28.9 million. Carrey has a net worth of around $180 million, according to various reports. Federal food regulators raised their alarm for recalled eggs sold from Costco stores over possible salmonella exposure, reclassifying them to a Class I. The eggs were sold in 25 Costco stores in Alabama, Georgia, North and South Carolina, and Tennessee beginning November 22nd. Customers should return them to Costco for a full refund. And the novelty popcorn bucket is a thing. Big movie houses are marketing flashy designs on collectible popcorn buckets for blockbuster films. The popcorn buckets will cost you anywhere from $20 to $65 a pop. Futures are down as the Dow Industrials finished up 390 on Tuesday. And that's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement, Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
He's a victim of his own time, and his vengeance should have died.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, I'm back. Yes, I had a great time in Colorado skiing. If you want to hear my full recounting of that, get the podcast, 5 a.m. So I'm going to spend 10 minutes talking about that. No, had a great Christmas. Thank you for supporting the people who are filling in for me. Thank you to the people who filled in for me for doing the work. And, you know, I always get the same comment, man, this is a lot of work. It is, isn't it?
It's like, really? Yeah.
You don't say. I thought you worked 4 hours a day, Andrew. Did you?
Are you sure?
Seriously? Try 70. Well, not a day, but you know, a week is probably. Sometimes people ask me, "How many hours a week do you work?" I don't know. Well, aren't you curious? No,
I don't. I don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't want to know. It's probably more than that. If you actually count everything, like, you know, just this is side note kind of stuff. But I don't watch a lot of meetings as they're happening, but I do watch all the meetings. You know this. In fact, I'll give you an example. On my 43 or so hours of driving, I mean, I listen to all the podcasts of the shows, but I listen to a bunch of meetings. Like, I listen to the six-hour county commission meeting from 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
it's coming.
Oh, boy. I was waiting on it.
The OLF 8, we can't figure out what we're going to do meeting. Oh. Yeah, no, trust me. That's coming. Don't worry. We'll get to it. Not tomorrow, probably Monday. Anyway, but I listen to these meetings, and okay, so that's 6 hours. How do you count that time? Well, you were driving. Yeah, and I was listening to a meeting. What is it, work time or non-work time? I'm cooking, you know, lunch, and I'm listening to a, you know, Santa Rosa County Commission meeting or Milton City Council meeting. Is that cooking time or is that meeting time? Is that work time? Okay, so, you know, how do you count that, right? I mean, if you just want, like, basic work hours, I don't know, something like 50 or 60 or more. but if you add in that kind of stuff, 80? I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. John, you've been working in radio a long time. When are you not working? Yeah. You're always working.
I'm always working.
Life is show prep, right?
It is. So. It really is.
Where is it going with all that? Something or other. I don't know. It doesn't matter. The story out of Navarre. This is the Stand Your Ground case, which is not a Stand Your Ground case. Can I tell you, when we talked to the sheriff in both counties, we talked to Mike Wood from PPD. We'll talk to him in about an hour. I get very frustrated with, I don't know who to blame. I just wish we would talk more accurately about the news. And a lot of times we do not. The short version of this story is that this guy, Navarre, owns a house, and next to the house is an open lot on which he stores campers and boats that he works on. He's a veteran. There's some kind of a, you know, homeless people use this abandoned house nearby. There's a woods all around. He feels like people have been stealing from his site. And so he camps out overnight with his rifle. And depending on which version of the story you believe, is just camping, or some people have speculated that he was camping in order to prevent, you know, he was like watchdogging, you know, with the rifle or whatever. I read the statement from the judge. the claim by the defendant was that he just likes to sleep out at night, and he sleeps out with a rifle for personal safety. And hey, on your own property, that is allowed. Dude comes wandering into the property late at night. He says he was startled by him. He says he saw a flashy object in his hand. He says he was trying to go into one of the campers or whatever. The person, the homeless dude, the vagrant, you know, didn't say any of that was true. Had a flashlight in his hand, apparently. Okay. So he winds up shooting the guy. And he lives. He hides out from law enforcement back in the house or under the house or whatever because he's got warrants out for his arrest. There's a lot of, like, other details in the story that maybe don't matter so much. But the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office and the First District state attorney decides to not grant him self-defense protection because the claim was self-defense. And then the state attorney decides not to grant the self-defense. And then the judge says, no, this case is dismissed because it's a self-defense case. Okay, that's like the shortest possible version of all the events. But there's a lot of detail that matter here. And we'll get into that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the files. John?
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance asks, what do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at progressive.com. No accidents to report right now. Everything is looking good on I-10, I-110. Not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you've got a home you're thinking about selling, you want to get the best price for it, and you want to make sure that it actually sells, go all the way through to closing and not have to go like 80% and then do it again. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they are fantastic at this. They've been doing it very effectively for years and years. In fact, Christina, you know, she used to be a news reporter, and she always says that the skills she learned as a reporter, understanding people, thinking about their perspective, asking probing questions to make sure that you get good answers, and then just being organized is like, I mean, she's personable, she's wonderful, she's smart and delightful and all that, but she's organized and follows through on all the things that made her great as a news person and now make her fantastic as a real estate agent. 175 homes she and her team sold last year. That's pretty good. On track to do about the same amount this year. At the height of the, like, when it was really, really easy to sell, they were over 200 a year. At 175, that's 3.5 a week. That's every other day, every other day, every other day, right? That's pretty, I mean, really, that's kind of amazing, the number of homes that they're selling in a year. And the reason I tell you that is because they have experience. Having gone through it again and again, getting you to the result again and again, and solving the problems, overcoming the problems, anticipating them and preventing them so they don't become problems. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. Okay, back to this self-defense case out of Navarre. I'm calling it a self-defense case, even though a lot of the headlines refer to it as a stand-your-ground case. It's not a stand-your-ground case. And it kind of bothers me that the judge actually used the phrase stand-your-ground in one of the sentences exculpating the person who owns the property that did the shooting. Because it's not a stand your ground. Stand your ground is out in public. On your property is not stand your ground. Because if somebody's trespassing, they do not have a right to be there. Stand your ground, specifically in the statute, applies to places where the person who gets shot has a right to be there. It's not a stand your ground. It's a self-defense case, if at all. Okay? The reason this case is complicated is I remember when the case was first told, the way I understood it was that the guy was worried people were stealing from his property and he goes out there with a gun to stop that nonsense, which you're entitled to take a gun on your property. You're entitled to try to thwart somebody from stealing your property, but you are not allowed to shoot somebody for theft. Nor are you allowed to shoot them for stealing from you unless it's a force felony, if they're using force somehow or other. You know, the basic criteria is they've got to be threatening you or your life or your body or somebody else's life or body or in the commission of a forcible felony, okay? And this is where it gets a little bit confusing because the original story, as I had understood it, was that he was kind of out there doing the you loot, we shoot, you know, kind of thing. Like, I'm going to protect my property. Well, you can't do that. And that's why I understood he hadn't been given a self-defense justification, that he hadn't been, you know, the charges were pending for the shooting because self-defense didn't apply. Also, in the case, the guy who got shot, the vagrant, was shot maybe from behind, maybe from the side, most likely from behind, maybe from the side. Well, you can't shoot somebody in the behind and claim self-defense. If they're walking or running away, it's no longer self-defense. They're not an imminent threat to you or life or limb, right? Okay, so it made sense to me that the charges went forward. What the judge said is it's a close call. The judge acknowledged this is a close call. In fact, it, on page 6, the court acknowledges this is a close call. There are facts to support the state's theory of the case, yet there are facts which show the defendant was justified in using self-defense because he reasonably believed he faced great bodily harm and possibly imminent death. So you have to look at what was going on in his mind. You know, was it a good idea for him to shoot? It was not. But that's not the question the judge has to ask. The judge has to figure out whether the state has shown by clear and convincing evidence that the self-defense justification could not be reasonable. That's a very high burden to show. And so in this case, late at night, somebody comes on your property, they have an object in their hand that you argue you can't make out what it is. They're acting erratically because the guy was on drugs at the time, he says. And the guy, by the way, the victim didn't even blame the property owner in this case, according to the arrest records. He said, I understand why he did it. But acting erratically, holding a metal object in his hand 10, 15, 20 feet away, was he coming at the homeowner or property owner? It seems likely not that that's the case, but there's enough murkiness in the evidence that it looks like it's not that it is self-defense. It's that the state hasn't proven with clear and convincing evidence that self-defense is completely out of the question.
Cough.
Sorry. I haven't used my voice this much in a long time, and I'm still not back to 100%. So we talk a lot about reasonability standard. My concern with this case is my read, okay, Andrew's interpretation is I suspect that the homeowner got irritated that people were coming on his property, okay, a reasonable irritation. He got irritated that people were stealing from him, a reasonable irritation, and he decided to go camp out and wait for a bad guy to come on the property, and then he decided to yell at him and say stop, and then shoot at him a couple of times. And if the guy's only stealing from you, you can't do that. If the guy's threatening you, you can do that. And it's that close. I think the judge probably gets this right. But, man, I hate the takeaway that people are going to have that now it's okay to just defend your property with a gun. And it's not. And I can't say how, John, you've heard me talk about this with both sheriffs a lot.
Right.
You cannot, the whole like, you know, come on my property and, you know, warning you with a Smith & Wesson, this property protected by Smith & Wesson. Yeah, if somebody is actually threatening you, your life, your limb, or somebody else's life or limb, or in the commission of a forcible felony. And if not, if they're just trespassing, you cannot shoot them. But this case is going to give people the idea that, if I say I was scared. And I'm not saying he made up that he was scared. I don't know. The court believed him. That's okay. That's what I have to believe. But that's what's the takeaway for people. And I hate when there's unclarity about something like this that is so important for people to understand the law about. There's already enough stupid, illegal kind of lore around gun use. You know, I'd rather be judged by 12, or in Florida, 6. I guess it could be 12 if it's a capital case, than carried by 6. You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, tough guy talk. You loot, we shoot. This property protected by, you know, that kind of stuff. Most of which is illegal to act on. And I worry this case will kind of encourage people to have the wrong idea about what is justified use of deadly force. That's why I don't like the outcome of this case. Not because I think the judge got it wrong, but because I think the headlines or the takeaways are going to lead in the wrong direction. That's what worries me. 653 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got the need for that next vehicle, or, you know, before you need it, go to Frontier Motors. And I say before because, you know, it's kind of like you don't go to the grocery store when you're hungry because everything looks good. You know, and it's worse than that because when you go looking for cars and you're, like, in need of a car, it's not only that everything looks good, it's actually more that you feel so stressed and pressured, like the need to get a car overrides your sense of good judgment. A much better way to shop for a car is, you know, 6 months to a year before you need it. Go drive a few. Learn what you like. Fiddle with the knobs. Decide what trim level, what mileage, what's the price range you're looking at. And then you can shop at your leisure. And I say that because at Frontier, they have good cars, A, quality used cars, you know, and maybe they have what you want, maybe they don't. And maybe they have what you need, but you don't need it yet. Or maybe you want something in a different color or a different trim package. So send them looking. But when you have time on your side, you're not stressed, then you can really make a good decision. And good decisions are typically born of time, allowing you to wait and take the one that's really the right one for you. But Frontier is a great place to start so you can really see what's out there. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 6:55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thank you to everybody for filling in for me, doing such a good job while I was gone. I appreciate that. It's always a... I always love texting people and be like, you want to be on the radio for 4 hours starting at 5 a.m. on a day? And most of them were like, yes. And some were like, yeah. Because I know... just like me, they'd rather start at 6 or even 7.
Right.
It's
exactly.
Pretty easy to start at 6
but
or 7.
But I love to see their faces when they walk in. Man, this is early.
Rub the dirt out. Yeah, yeah. No, exactly right. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5s. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Seeing a minor delay as you roll through the P Ridge area on Highway 90. But other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Pensacola Bay Center's public ice skating sessions continue nightly, except Christmas night through the end of the year. For more information, see PensacolaBayCenter.com. Countdown to the new year with the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. Enjoy a swinging evening of classic standards and a heartfelt tribute to some of America's finest music while ringing in 2025. See PensacolaSymphony.com. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Buzz, don't you know how to knock phlegm wad?
If there's any one person I think of when I think of Christmas, it's Ted Nugent. 6:58 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, I know you hate to hear this, but Christmas might be over, but Hanukkah is just beginning. Thousands of people attended
the... same day!
Right?
This happened, what, four times since 1900? Same day,
yeah,
Hanukkah and Christmas?
Often, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Thousands of people were at the lighting of the National Menorah in Washington, D.C. yesterday. That's been held each year since 1979. A longtime NFL coach is reportedly hoping to get back into the profession. ESPN is reporting former Seahawks coach Pete Carroll is now interested in coaching the Chicago Bears. Both President Biden and President-elect Trump released their holiday messages here in the last couple days. Biden released a video on Christmas Eve.
There's so much that unites us as Americans.
so much more that unites us than divides us. We're truly blessed to live in this nation, and I truly hope we take the time to look out not at one another, for one another.
And Trump also posted his holiday message. His holiday
That's
message.
That's the weirdest that thing music? Ever. Yes. What is this, Father Christmas Biden? What is this?
It's a little odd. Trump's message read kind of like a Festivus airing of grievances. he said, Merry Christmas to all, including the soldiers of China that he says are illegally operating the Panama Canal. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, he wrote, if Canada becomes our 51st state, their taxes would be cut by 60%. And to the radical left lunatics.
Oh, don't let out. Taking over Greenland.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 923. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.